It's been very interesting because I would look back on this entire year and say there are a lot of things that we could have been having a lot of discussions about that were happening in Washington, D.C., or were related to evangelicals and politics. And we just haven't had near as many discussions this year until this happened. And that fascinated me that so many of our folks were asking me, either emailing me or pulling me aside, or, at a Christmas party for a Sunday school class, asking me about what did you think about the Christianity Today article. And, I had church members who canceled their subscription to CT over the first editorial, but then in conversations were willing to kind of back up, and especially after the follow-up editorial was written, and say, okay, let's at least have a healthy discussion. And then I had others after the first editorial was written who came in kind of with a wry smile, very pleased with the stance that Christianity Today took. And so it's led to a lot of discussion, and I think our overall folks who kind of had the opposite reactions have been willing to come back a little bit from their initial reaction and at least give it some reasonable, thoughtful consideration. Maybe even go back and reread it this time without as much emotion. And then the follow-up with the Christian Post article has also raised a lot of discussion. And so, yeah, our folks are not they're not demonstrating any division that I think is dangerous to the unity of our own church, but they definitely have differing opinions over the right or wrong of each editorial.